Radio Menopause, lifestyle, health, nutrition. Today I'm talking about Radio Menopause Season 2. Considering Radio Menopause was supposed to be a daily podcast, this, the last episode of Season 1, is fashionably late. We postponed this episode partly because of a planned break over Easter, as my brother, his wife and their young son came to stay for the week. Memories came flooding back of what it's like to entertain a 5-year-old 24/7. Our energetic spaniel finally met his match. So, this is our 25th podcast, and as it feels like a milestone, this would be an excellent time to wrap up Season 1 and reflect on why we started Radio Menopause in the first place. I have to say I'm fast approaching, or possibly already in, perimenopause. So there is that first-hand experience. Working out what my body tells me can be tricky, even as a health professional. To understand what perimenopause and menopause can mean for your body and your mental health can be a relief, to know what is causing changes. Once we know, we can start regaining control and looking at options. As a pharmacist and owner of Chemist & Co. Skin Clinic, menopause always comes up as a subject people are confused about or have no idea how it can affect them and how to manage it. As a health professional, I find it frustrating that it can be challenging to find accurate and concise information on menopause. Yes, there is much talk about menopause, often highlighted by celebrities. Some women sail through it, even embrace it, good for you by the way, while others have a pretty horrid time. Before I was a pharmacist, I was a science teacher. One of my sons kindly gave me feedback on one of the podcasts and said, "Sounds like a lecture." But that is the point. There is quite a lot of information to get across. Yes, I suppose I draw from having once been a science teacher, but I hope you find Radio Menopause gets to the point, is science-led, and has episodes deliberately bite-sized to fit into your day. And this is how it will continue into Season 2, except that new episodes will be weekly rather than daily. Going to weekly episodes will make room for bonus episodes weaving in between. Bonus episodes will take the form of guests on the show chatting about their experiences. We'll also talk with health professionals from different medical fields about the latest science and research. Please leave a comment about what you would like us to discuss, or you can contact us via social media using the handle @RadioMenopause or #RadioMenopause. You can also contact us with feedback and suggestions via the podcast section at chemistandco.com. Season 2 will be starting around mid-April 2024. Stay tuned. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Radio Menopause. Make sure you get every episode by hitting the subscribe or follow button on the podcast. I will see you here next time. Goodbye.